You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, I read that South African SMEs exporting to the United States have staged a modest rebound after what was a brutal September. There's new data from the SME Export Index. It's released by the shipping platform Tunnel that shows a 23% jump in October exports to the United States after a 52% collapse the previous month. But obviously, the sector is far from recovered. Shipments remain 40% below levels seen before President Trump's tariffs were announced in April, if I recall. Well, let's explore this in a little more detail. Aretha Cooper is with us, Chief Operating Officer at Tunnel. Let's discuss what the numbers mean and perhaps what might lie ahead in 2026 for small exporters. So, Aretha, welcome to you. So that rebound in October, but exports still 40% below April. What has driven the limited recovery then?
So, Jeremy, I think what's important to note before I answer that question is just what we would normally expect to see at this time of year. So, as we've said, we often see a dip in September because that's just before the peak season. We see that, and that's kind of aligned with what we've seen, even though it's been much lower. But normally in October, we're starting to see our levels at around 120, 130% of what we'd see in April. Sorry, 20 or 30% above what we'd see at April. So we normally wouldn't expect to see an increase, and here we're seeing a 40% decrease. So it's pretty massive. That 23%, while we are seeing some improvements, it's pretty slim. We can talk about what's driving that. I think when the Trump tariffs were first announced, businesses really struggled. A lot of people just stopped shipping. They didn't really know how to respond. Everything happened really quickly. And that speed is what has hurt South Africa so hard. You know, suddenly the de minimis was removed. The Trump tariffs came in full effect. Everyone was loaded with a 30 to 40% tariff. And so people just didn't know how to react. And so people scrambled. And now I think we're starting to see their strategies come into play and actually accounting for that improvement that we're starting to see, even though it's very slim.
So new strategies, which is probably a good thing, but I wonder if SMEs then are adapting quick enough to this new tariff environment, or do you think the learning curve is going to remain steep for some time and they're just going to have to deal with the unpredictability?
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I think the merchants that make up part of this data cohort are really are, you know, the small businesses. It's like one person business, two businesses with 100 people, and they're really able to pivot fast. But it still just takes time. And I think a lot of this is driven actually from the U.S. consumer side. I think the realization that this is a massive paradigm shift for U.S. consumers. Everyone in South Africa who's purchased something overseas has had that SMS or that phone call saying, hey, you owe whatever, 400 rand for duties and taxes. U.S. consumers have never had that. So for them, it's the first time that they're ever suddenly faced with duties and tariffs. And they just don't know how to handle it. And so even though the South African merchants are adapting, we also need time for U.S. consumers to kind of figure it out and realize this is their new world. They didn't realize they were actual global shippers, global purchasers, buying globally. And that's really hit them full frontal now.
I want to look at category in just a moment, but how serious is the risk to jobs when I think every percentage point that moves lower would represent surely thousands of livelihoods?
Yeah, I mean, this is massive, Jeremy. I mean, you know, every percentage point of gross merchant value that we're not exporting out of South Africa is money that isn't flowing back into our economy. It's jobs, it's production, it's everything. I think that the reality is pretty dire out there for these small businesses.
Apparel and cosmetics, Aretha, I think if I read this correctly, have fallen by as much as 80%. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. Why have these categories been hit so much harder, do you think?
So I think these are categories where it's sort of discretionary spend, especially fashion. It's like you don't have to buy another pair of jeans. And suddenly, if you're faced with a product that's more expensive, you just abandon your cart. And so you as consumers are, I think, somewhat overwhelmed. Suddenly, everything they were normally buying is actually more expensive. They don't know what's locally made, what's not. And so they're just cutting where, you know, while they wait for the dust to settle as well, they're just cutting the products that they don't need. So I think, as you say, apparel was hit almost 80%, beauty and skincare also 80%. One sector that we haven't seen a big decrease in is home and decor. So that only dropped about 17%. And there we could speculate on the reasons. I was trying to think about it this morning. And, you know, it may be that they're interior designers who are used to having certain homeware items that they feel, you know, people are investing in their home. And so they're going to pay a premium for an item like that that's going to, you know, sit on their shelves for ages versus a pair of jeans.
Interesting to see books and art remain stable. Am I correct in saying those would be tariff exempt, though?
Yes. So that's where you really see that it is the tariffs that is driving this. So those are, they're stable. Some of our customers ship to universities in the U.S., and there they need books, and they get a waiver. They're duty and tax free, so they don't pay the 30% reciprocal tariff, and then they are exempt from a product tariff. So they're traveling at 0% duties and taxes, and you can see that they've maintained throughout this period.
So are there lessons then from that sector that are tariff exempt that other categories could learn, or is it just impossible to draw a comparison?
No, there is some comparison. So the one thing that we've realized is because we had this very favorable de minimis of $800. So everything traveling under $800 traveled with zero duties and taxes, in a way that meant people were less careful about the duties and the tariff classification that they chose. So when you classify your product, you have to be very specific about what it is. And they all traveled at 0% if you were under $800. So people didn't think about it as much. But now they really need to go in there and make sure that they're using the most accurate and the correct tariff, the duty classification, otherwise, and can save them maybe up to 2 to 10% on duties.
And just finally, I'm assuming as we go into Q4, small exporters are going to be even more vulnerable given the kind of mix of holiday demand and the peaks and troughs that always exist around this time.
So we're really hoping that our merchants are going to have a good Q4. So generally, we see quite a big peak. You know, the sales happen around the end of November. They're shipping into December. They're getting goods out. But we definitely, Q1 is quite a quiet. We generally return to pre-Q4 levels. And so, you know, they may have a good November, December, but then January and February could be quite bleak.
And just a final one. Have you applied your mind to what kind of support, either regulatory, logistical, or even financial, would make the quickest difference to SMEs who, as we've discussed, are still trying to survive this tariff shock?
Yeah, I mean, the government is moving. It's trying to do things. They support desks and funds, and that's all positive signal, but it's not moving the needle. I think what we really, really need here, the single biggest thing that we could negotiate is a reduction in those 30% reciprocal tariffs. So I think it's important to note that other countries are sitting at around 10 to 20%. So South Africa is sitting in a small group of countries that face some of the steepest penalties. And this is for a market that has historically been our biggest growth market. And so getting a chance to, so it also means that makes us uncompetitive when we compare to our peer countries. So this is the place where the South African government needs to get on board and help us negotiate better rates.
Thank you very much indeed, Aretha Cooper, Chief Operating Officer at Tunnel. I appreciate your time.